It's 48 degrees at 8:55. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Monday morning. And for that, we bring in Aaron Curtis from Midco in Bloomington. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Brian. Pretty quiet here to start the new week here. We got corn and soybeans just marginally lower here. Wheat just a touch higher here. News continues to be a little bit on the quiet side. Couple weather stories we're watching here this week. Looks pretty clear throughout most of the corn belt here this week. So expecting harvest progress to get fired up here again, especially on some soybeans as the week goes on. Did see some rain around a big part of the corn belt here Saturday night. So that made things kind of quiet yesterday, but expected to be a lot of sunshine this week and gradually warming temperatures. So should see quite a bit of grain being harvested here this week. Also watching the forecast in Brazil, looks like a little bit better shot of rain, excuse me, in some of those drier areas of northern Brazil here as we approach the end of the month. So that's kind of keeping a lid on the upside too as well. We have December corn at 351.5, down a penny and a quarter. March corn at 365.25, down a penny and a quarter. May corn at 373.75, down 1.5. November soybeans at 997.75, down 2.5. January soybeans at 1007.75, down 2.5. March soybeans at 1016.75, also down 2.5. December Chicago wheat 441.5, up 2 cents. March Chicago wheat at 460.25, up 2.25. December KC wheat at 439.75, up 3.5. March KC wheat 457.75, that's up 3.25. Minneapolis wheat at 617.75, up 2.75 for the December. March at 632, up 3 cents. Livestock markets here are mixed as well. October live cattle 112.17, down 65. December cattle 117.12, that's unchanged. October feeders 154.27, up 22. November feeders at 155.15, up 15. December hogs 62.77, up 57 cents. Feb hogs at 67.82, up 37. Outside markets here this morning, we show the equity markets just a touch higher here this morning. The dollar's up slightly, also seeing crude up 50 to 60 cents here this morning. On tap today, as far as news, we have export inspections out this morning at 10 o'clock Central Time. Also have NOPA crush out this morning, and that is expected to show NOPA crush here for September. Also, crop progress out this afternoon. Expected corn and soybean harvest progress to be marginally higher here. Obviously, some slowness of harvest here as we approach the weekend here with some of the rain we did see there Saturday night. Expect that harvest progress number, though, a week from today to see a nice increase, especially on soybeans, as that continues to be probably the main focus here as we move through the end of this week. Otherwise, pretty quiet. Resistance continues to be on November beans around that $10 mark, so that's holding as of now. I'm kind of watching corn continue to be in a sideways channel right above contract lows. Resistance today up around that 354, 355 area, Brian.
All right, Aaron, thanks a lot for the update.
Yeah, have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis joining us from Midco over in Bloomington, as he does every Monday here just before 9 o'clock. In your forecast today from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, look for mostly sunny skies and a high of 64 degrees, a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, dropping to a low of 43, mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 68. We should continue to dry things out on Wednesday with mostly sunny skies and a high of 70 degrees. Right now in Urbana, a temperature of 48 degrees. Elsewhere around the listening area, we're at 45 degrees in Pontiac, 47 degrees in Rantoul, and 45 degrees currently in Danville. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.